So, the next quality of Krishna under discussion, quality 54, Sachidananda Sandrangana. His entire form is Sachidananda, completely spiritual, composed of knowledge and bliss. Existence. He is a form thoroughly composed of knowledge and bliss with no contamination of other elements. So such a person is called Satchit Ananda Sandranga. There's no one English word to describe this, therefore the Sanskrit is given again. So in the purport, Jiva Goswami describes why Krishna is called Satchit Ananda. This term Satchidananda is common in what we might call Hinduism. It's often wrongly ascribed to an impersonal state of existence, but it's properly understood to describe Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose very form, his very being is Satchidananda. Sat. Existence. Krishna, his form is described as Sat, or he is described as Sat, because he exists in all time and space. There is no place in existence in which Krishna does not, there is no place in existence which even Nimesha Adhyako Vavrajati, what is that? Nimesha Adhyako Vavrajati Nahi Yatrapi Samayahe. We just read that. That even for half a moment, the existence of the spiritual world, it doesn't cease to exist. It's, everything about it is fully spiritual, all the time. So in the same way, all of existence, for every moment of eternity, is pervaded by Krishna. Everything that's in existence derives its existence from Krishna. You get that? Krishna exists in everything. And everything exists only because Krishna exists. Existence springs from Krishna. So, the verse in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam describes this. O inaugurator of the material energy, this wonderful creation works under the control of powerful time, which is divided into seconds, minutes, hours, and years. This element of time, which extends for many millions of years, is but another form of Lord Vishnu. So that's how, at all times, Krishna's is existing, and how everything in all time comes from Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhavomata sarvam pravartate. Krishna says, everything comes from me. So time and space, these are two aspects of existence. Everything in existence, well, at least according to classical physics, should be able to be located in terms of time and space. We can say at this time, this object is here. So time has been described, and now space. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has no beginning and no end, no exterior and no interior, no front and no rear. In other words, he is all-pervading. But that doesn't mean he's impersonal. He's all-pervading, but he's not impersonal. He is called Chit because he is a conscious entity. He is not inert matter. He is conscious. Because he alone reveals himself, which neither matter nor the jivas can do. He's self-manifest and he reveals himself, he defines himself. And the verse given to demonstrate this, while Brahma looked on, all the calves and the boys tending them immediately appeared to have complexions which were the color of bluish rain clouds and to be dressed in yellow silken garments. So, although the cowherd boys appear to be cowherd boys, Krishna can manifest anything by his own potency. He can become that. So, other verses from the... These are important points. So, some points are given from the Shruti, from the Upanishads. No one can see that form with a material eye. Yamaivaisha vinitu tena labhyas tas yaisha atma virinute tam swam. He is attained by the person whom he chooses. He reveals himself to whom he chooses to reveal himself. And he reveals his form to that person. So those who think the Upanishads are all impersonal, here is from the Mundaka Upanishad, Tanung Swam, his own body. So how is that impersonal? It definitely refers to a person, doesn't it? The Lord is called Ananda. So it is... Briefly, Sat and Chit have been discussed in Jiva Goswami's commentary. Of course, he discusses these in much more detail in his Sandarbhas, but only briefly here. So, he's called Ananda because he is completely composed. Everything about Krishna is bliss. And what is that bliss? The bliss of love, Prema Ananda. Krishna is totally composed of the bliss of love. And the example is given, again in relation to the cows and calves, that that Balaram noticed that the affection of all the residents of Vrindavan toward the boys and calves is increasing as never before, as not imagined before, that the parents of the cowherd boys and the cows, who were the parents of the calves, whose forms had been taken over, assumed by Krishna, the affection of the parents, both of the boys and of the calves, was their affection for them was always increasing, just like their affection for Krishna. Why? Because Krishna is full of premananda. How shall we say that in English? Or Croatian? We translate it into Croatian. Not Slovene. So, it's difficult to say the most special quality of Krishna, but he's what's his body made of? I think God's got a body. He's got a body and he's got a liver and kidneys. Got a body? Well, it may be liver and kidneys, but they're also made of premananda. Krishna is composed of satchit ananda, full of the bliss of love. Anandam brahmano rupam. It's from the Upanishads, or it's from the Shruti, don't say the Upanishads. The form of Brahman is bliss, form of bliss. Sandra here, the word is used. That means complete. So that means here it's used to indicate that form of bliss is not mixed or contaminated with any other element. And here Jiva Goswami quotes from Bhagavad Gita, Mayatatam idam sarvam jagadavyakta muritina matsthani sarva bhutani nachaham teshvavastataha. By me and my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me. Everything is in Krishna, but I am not contaminated by them. This is the sense which is given here. So, Chidananda Ghanakriti has the same meaning as Sachidananda Sandranga. Presumably that's a statement from Shastra. His form, Krishna's form, is one of condensed consciousness and bliss. And another example of that statement is made in this verse. It's one verse, it's not stated by it's who it's by. Who is that person standing before us, revealing a human form, black in color, full of bliss, who even covers the happiness of Brahman, which appears spontaneously after the five types of suffering have been destroyed? So the example given here is that when those who are on the path of yoga, or impersonal realization, they get free from the five kinds of suffering, which are ignorance, false identity, material attraction, hatred, and clinging to life. One wants to remain alive. So when one becomes free from all of these, then one becomes situated in the happiness of Brahman. But this verse states that who is this person standing in front of us? Obviously it's Krishna. Who, his human form, it seems like a human form, Narakriti, the name is given Narakriti, means human form, human-like form, black in color, full of bliss, and that so much, that form is so much blissful that the happiness of Brahman, which we have achieved after becoming free from all material miseries, that happiness of Brahman is covered by the form of Krishna. And covered means it's just rendered insignificant. It's no longer a factor. It's no longer seen or perceived. The happiness of perceiving Krishna is so much greater than the happiness of impersonal Brahman that one who experiences the happiness of Krishna, then the happiness of Brahman, which is so much lauded and so much desired by persons on the impersonal path, it just seems, in comparison with the happiness that is inherent in Krishna, that is Krishna, is non-different from Krishna, then the happiness of impersonal Brahman seems, it is totally insignificant. That example is given and quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita of after experiencing the ocean of bliss of Krishna consciousness, the happiness of impersonal Brahman, it seems like the water that could be found in a calf's hoof print. See, big ocean of bliss of Krishna compared to the little water in a calf's hoof print, which is the that which is the happiness of impersonal Brahman. So I have to finish this in a few minutes. This particular quality is much dilated or explained in some detail by Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami also. Another example from Brahma Samhita, comparing the situation of impersonal Brahman with Krishna. We just read this verse. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagaranda koti kotish vishesha vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha bhutam govindamadi purusham tamaham vajami. I worship the Supreme Lord Govinda, whose powerful form disperses an effulgence known as the undifferentiated, unlimited, all-encompassing Brahman, which is overshadowed by the unlimited powers of the Lord displayed in unlimited planets throughout billions of universes. So, let's make this short. So, anyway, that's the point made, that Krishna's... The point is that the impersonal Brahman, which is non-different from Krishna, which is an aspect of... one of the three aspects of Godhead, but in comparison, the happiness experienced from perceiving impersonal Brahman compared to the happiness of directly perceiving Krishna, Krishna's... experiencing Krishna, that happiness which is... inherent in Krishna, which is, we can say, for want of better language, for want of better means to express ourselves through the limited faculty of language, we can say it's a constituent of Krishna's form. That the bliss of Krishna and Krishna consciousness far overshadows that of the happiness of impersonal Brahman. Here's an interesting side point. They say that the Sri Vaishnavas don't accept that there is even any impersonal Brahman. How about that? The Sri Vaishnavas, followers of Ramanujacharya, they don't even accept that there is any impersonal Brahman. Anyway, that's no doubt another of those philosophical controversies. Yamuna Acharya, to demonstrate this point, they're quoting Yamuna Acharya in his stotra, which is presumably the stotra ratna. Yad andantara gocharam chayad dash otaranyavaranani yani cha gunah pradhanam purushah parang padang parat parang brahma chatevi bhutayaha. Yamuna Acharya states, the universe and everything within the universe, all the elements beginning with earth, with coverings in dimensions increasing by 10 times with each covering, doing pretty good, yeah? Followed by the three gunas, the totality of jivas, prakriti, vaikunta, and the Brahman, are all your vibhutis. So the Sri Vaishnavas accept what we refer to as the impersonal Brahman as one of the vibhutis of Krishna, not an aspect of the Godhead. Okay, I'll finish there, and it's almost time for Gaura Arati. There's no time to get into the next quality. So that's all for now. We've done up to 54 qualities have been described. So Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Lord Sri Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose glorious appearance in this world we are celebrating today. Hare Krishna.